Delighted to be joined on Take 5 by Levi Tierney, our fitness guru and mental health advocate. Levi, how are you?
I'm good, Ronan. How are things?
Not too bad at all. And I'm sure you had a great St. Patrick's Day. And I'm sure that lady we spoke about last week definitely did well in the as the Grand Marshal of the local parade down your neck of the woods.
Yeah, it's great to see. Yeah, it was a bit busy weekend around the area. It's a great boost.
Yeah, it was, of course. Right, okay, let's talk about the mental side of things this week, because we spoke about fitness and getting out there at all ages, whether you're 10 or 110. What are we supposed to do this week?
So something I wanted to have a little chat about today was a kind of a positive mental attitude and just a little shift in our mindset to relieve stress, relieve anxiety, kind of become more present and just improve how we feel day to day.
Okay, cool. I'm interested. Tell me what we should be doing.
Okay, so I had my second little girl 8 weeks ago. And she's flying it.
And massive congratulations
to. Thanks very much. It seemed to put things in perspective a lot in my own life about, you know, what to value, what's important, what to prioritize and spend our time on. And I think sometimes we get caught up in the busyness of life and we don't slow down to be grateful for the things that are right in front of us. Okay, so I think the positive mental attitude I wanted to kind of encourage people to look at today is gratitude.
Yeah. Okay?
So every single happy person that I know is grateful. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, you know, the stresses or anxieties of life can build up on us and we kind of get caught in a little bit of a rush. But we need to kind of step out of that, try and put things in perspective and look at what is it that I really value the most in my life? Is it your health? Is it your friends? Is it your family? Is it your community? Is it your work, your study? So just to slow down just for a few minutes, just to think, what is it that's most important to me in life?
That's actually a very, very good thing, because I suppose gratitude sometimes is something we kind of forget about or take for granted. No more than I've often spoken about the elastic band, that you keep on adding elastic bands of stress until you create this ball of elastic bands to the point that you cannot take each elastic band off because you've created so much chaos and craziness in your life. And so gratitude, very, very important.
So yeah, you're right on that. It can sometimes, if we don't address some of the issues, it can go too far, you know, and it'll just feel overwhelming and it's too hard to turn it around. So it's, yeah, maybe today, you know, don't let it go too far. Today, look at what are the things that are most important to you in life. And something I think that's really important here as well is our actions, they need to align with what we say are important. So if you say your health is important, but you don't eat properly and you don't do any exercise, well, it doesn't really add up. Or if you say your friends and family, they're the most important thing, but you're not spending any time with your friends and family, that doesn't really add up either. So you gotta look at, are your actions aligning with what you feel are the most important things to you?
So in other words, don't be fooling yourself.
Yeah, sometimes I think we could get caught in a bit of a negative cycle. We're kind of lying to ourselves a little bit. And yeah, it could be, be honest with ourselves. Like, am I actually in a state of gratitude? Or am I kind of getting a little bit lost and we need to kind of reset again?
Yeah, I like that. Look at, be grateful, be thankful. I suppose the one thing is that's very important is to stand up for a second, have a look around you, as in look around at your life, and see all the positives that are there and be thankful for them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I love that.
It works wonders.
Well, thank you very much indeed. We're going to work on that for this week. Levi, thank you so much indeed. And no doubt we'll be speaking to you again next week, okay?
Yeah. Thanks, Ronan.
Not at all. Thank you.